The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello and welcome to Reflections Day by Day, a program from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'm George Douglas. For the next half hour, I'll be reading from the appointed daily scriptures and a brief commentary from the publication Forward Day by Day, a daily devotional for disciples. This booklet is intended for any Christian or non-denominational reader and is affiliated with the Episcopal Church, USA. Our readings on this program cover the week of Monday, April 22nd through Sunday, April 28th, 2024. And the commentary for April was written by Lynn Frazier, a teacher, retired hospice palliative care chaplain, and avid recreational walker. A lifelong Episcopalian, Lynn attends St. Matthew's in Grand Junction, Colorado, where she has facilitated classes on the Psalms, the Parables, Civil Discourse, and Aging with Grace. The commentary for Monday, April 22nd, begins with a passage from the book of Psalms, chapter 52, verse 2. You plot ruin. Your tongue is like a sharpened razor. Today's psalm includes, but is not limited to, plotting, deceit, manipulation, hurt, anger, judgment, and vindication. No wonder some prefer not to read or chant or hear the psalms. Surely this is not what we want from God, demolishing and snatching people from their dwellings. But how do we deal with those who have been harmed in some way? The psalm presents honest expression, the raw emotion of a human being who admits to these negative feelings and tells them to God. God allows this full and virulent expression in prayer. Then we have the same speaker, somewhat self-righteously, standing like a green olive tree in God's house, trusting in God's mercy forever and ever, and giving thanks. This powerful shift from virulent negativity to faith in God is a spiritual mystery. But isn't that the story of the Easter Vigil? As in the psalm, we move in prayer, song, and vision from darkness into light. And now I'm going to read the full Psalm 52. It begins, "Why do you boast, O mighty one, of mischief done against the godly? All day long you are plotting destruction. Your tongue is like a sharp razor, you worker of treachery. You love evil more than good, and lying more than speaking the truth. You love all words that devour, O deceitful tongue. But God will break you down forever. He will snatch and tear you from your tent. He will uproot you from the land of the living. The righteous will see and fear and will laugh at the evildoer, saying, 'See the one who would not take refuge in God, but trusted in abundant riches and sought refuge in wealth? But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the steadfast love of God forever and ever. I will thank you forever because of what you have done. In the presence of the faithful, I will proclaim your name, for it is good.'" And the moving forward question for this Monday, April 22nd, what do you do with your negative emotions? Now let's turn to the commentary for Tuesday, April 23rd. It begins with a passage from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 6c. "You receive the word with joy, inspired by the Holy Spirit." In a memorable vacation Bible school, one of our activities was to learn the names of the books of the New Testament in order. We had the good spiritual fortune to learn the names by singing them. The Gospels were pretty easy, but the names became more challenging after those. Mrs. Thomas played a lilting tune on the piano, and we struggled to make it from Acts to Ephesians. And then came the sounds I'll never forget. I can sing them today in that distinctive rhythm. Philippians, Colossians, 1 and 2 Thessalonians. The tune rose at the end of that sequence through Thessalonians. From there it was smoothly on through to Jude and Revelation. By the finish of Vacation Bible School, I could sing the names of the books of the entire New Testament. And we were each given a copy of the Holy Bible, which I still have. In an unforgettable experience, we received and shared the Word with joy, inspired by the Holy Spirit. And now I'm going to read from the first book of Thessalonians, chapter 1, verses 1 through 10. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the Church of the Thessalonians in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace. We always give thanks to God for all of you and mention you in our prayers constantly, remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brothers and sisters, beloved by God, that He has chosen you, because our message of the gospel came to you not in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit, and with full conviction, just as you know what kind of persons we proved to be among you for your sake. And you became imitators of us and of the Lord. For in spite of persecution, you received the word with joy, inspired by the Holy Spirit, so that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and in Achaia. For the word of the Lord has sounded forth from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but in every place your faith in God has become known, so that we have no need to speak about it. For the people of those regions report about us what kind of welcome we had among you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve a living and true God, and to wait for His Son from heaven, whom He raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescues us from the wrath that is coming. And the moving forward question for this Tuesday, do you remember a time when a special teacher taught you something you thought would be too difficult to learn? Thank them today. Now let's turn to the commentary for Wednesday, April 24th. It begins with a passage from Psalm 119, verse 49. Remember your word to your servant, because you have given me hope. Here's the commentary. When a favorite aunt retired, she began volunteering time to support various community activities, including her church, the public library, and reading with elementary school children. My aunt has interesting reports on her role as a servant as she came to understand God's word more fully. One morning she arrived spruced up and eager to begin reading with Lucinda, a first-grade girl. Before starting, she asked if Lucinda had any questions. Lucinda asked, "Why do you wear lipstick on your teeth?" After a brief pause to cover her embarrassment, my aunt said, "I was so excited to come read with you today that I used too much lipstick." Lucinda responded, "When we made Valentine's cards yesterday, I had so many hearts there wasn't enough room for them." She showed my aunt a Valentine's card with hearts stuck all over the card and out beyond the edges. One of many things I've learned from my aunt is that God speaks in unexpected voices. And now I'm going to read from the Gospel for this day. It's from Matthew chapter 5, verses 17 through 20. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. And the moving forward question for this day is, when has God spoken to you in an unexpected voice? Now the commentary for Thursday, April 25th, and it is on this day that we celebrate the feast day of St. Mark, evangelist and apostle. It begins with a passage from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verse 9. In those days Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. In Mark's Gospel, we learn about Jesus' life and ministry not so much from what he says, but from what he does. The first action Jesus takes is to go to John to be baptized in the Jordan River, where he is welcomed not only by God, but also into John's community. Our service of holy baptism concludes with the proclamation to welcome the newly baptized. How we do that varies, but one of my most memorable experiences occurred at a service I attended at an Episcopal church founded in 1941 by 16 black Americans. It has grown into a culturally diverse, radically inclusive congregation that continues to reflect its heritage, especially in music and hospitality. After the priest had issued the welcoming proclamation, the congregation burst spontaneously into singing "Jesus Loves Me" while clapping and swaying. The priest, with a newly baptized baby in his arms, walked around the church until every congregant had an opportunity to welcome the baby. All the while, the singing continued, "Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so." And now I'm going to read from the full passage of the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verses 1 through 15. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophet Isaiah, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the River Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." And the Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan, and he was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on him. Now, after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." And the moving forward question for today is, what is your experience of baptismal welcoming? Now the commentary for Friday, April 26th. It begins with a passage from 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 12a. "And may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all." As part of our mission to serve others, our church has a shuttle ministry to provide rides for the homeless population, to job interviews, medical appointments, and a day center. I signed on as a rider for the bus to check people in and communicate as we travel. The routes require driving a van in heavy traffic and turning at the correct places from the appropriate lane. The passengers learned after we had made several wrong turns to shout out necessary lane changes well before we needed to turn. Another layer of support came from their conversations, which businesses and nonprofits were hiring, when and why to go to our county public health service for medical support, and how to cut through the red tape at Social Security. One morning, we picked up a passenger at the grocery store who presented the driver and me with a large, fresh melon as a gift. Our passengers on the homeless shelter shuttle graciously offered an ongoing class in increasing and abounding in love for one another and for all. And now I'm going to read from the full passage of Thessalonians, this is 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 1 through 13. "Therefore, when we could bear it no longer, we decided to be left alone in Athens. And we sent Timothy, our brother and co-worker for God, in proclaiming the gospel of Christ, to strengthen and encourage you for the sake of your faith, so that no one would be shaken by these persecutions. Indeed, you yourselves know that this is what we are destined for. In fact, when we were with you, we told you beforehand that we were to suffer persecution. So it turned out, as you know. For this reason, when I could bear it no longer, I sent to find out about your faith. I was afraid that somehow the tempter had tempted you and that our labor had been in vain. But Timothy has just now come to us from you and has brought us the good news of your faith and love. He has told us also that you always remember us kindly and long to see us, just as we long to see you. For this reason, brothers and sisters, during all our distress and persecution, we have been encouraged about you through your faith. For we now live if you continue to stand firm in the Lord. How can we thank God enough for you in return for all the joy that we feel before our God because of you? Night and day we pray most earnestly that we may see your face to face and restore whatever is lacking in your faith. Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus direct our way to you, and may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, just as we abound in love for you. And may he so strengthen your hearts in holiness that you may be blameless before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints." And the moving forward question for this day is, how do you give and receive support as a volunteer? Now the commentary for Saturday, April 27th. It begins with a passage from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 44. "But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." I participated in a civil discourse class that began with Psalms addressing common difficulties and sources of conflict. Since the Psalms have been sung and prayed for centuries, we know it is not a new circumstance. As a model of how to talk to one another, we developed rules for discourse, providing examples of what was civil and what was not. We then used this framework to converse about issues of concern in our country and our world, some quite thorny because participants represented the full range of political, social convictions. We even had one session on areas of agreement, which surprised us all. We finished each session by praying together the prayer of St. Francis, which includes his call for addressing hate and enemies. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. The reading from Matthew today has another relevant suggestion. Love your enemies and pray for them. And now I'm going to read from the full passage of Matthew for this day, chapter 5, verses 38 through 48. You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist an evildoer. But if anyone strikes you on the right cheek, turn the other also. And if anyone wants to sue you and take your coat, give your cloak as well. And if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go also the second mile. Give to everyone who begs from you, and do not refuse anyone who wants to borrow from you. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be children of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the righteous and on the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers and sisters, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. And the moving forward question for this Saturday, April 27th, is how do you respond in concrete ways to the command to love your enemies? And now as we near the end of our program for this week, let's turn to Sunday, April 28th, the fifth Sunday of Easter. It begins with a passage from Psalm 22, verse 1. My God, why have you forsaken me? And are you so far from my cry and from the words of my distress? Throughout his ministry, Jesus cited Old Testament scriptures, including the Psalms, and this is the psalm he prayed from the cross during his crucifixion. It is an agonizing plea for help from God at a time of acute alienation, of being forsaken by God. The psalmist continues with the memory that God has been present since birth. Yet you are he who took me out of the womb and kept me safe from my mother's breast. The psalmist speaks honestly of feeling abandoned, but also of the strong awareness of God's presence, of God's saving powers, not just for the individual praying, but for the great assembly. In this moment of extreme pain, the psalmist turns to communal worship, taking individual suffering to the congregation of the faithful, where the poor shall eat and be satisfied. Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. And now I'm going to read further from this Psalm number 22. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me, from the words of my groaning? O my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night, but find no rest. yet you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. In you our ancestors trusted. They trusted, and you delivered them. To you they cried and were saved. In you they trusted and were not put to shame. But I am a worm and not human, scorned by others and despised by the people. All who seek me mock at me. They make mouths at me. They shake their heads. Commit your cause to the Lord. Let him deliver. Let him rescue the one in whom he delights. Yet it was you who took me from the womb. You kept me safe on my mother's breast. On you I was cast from birth, and since my mother bore me, you have been my God. Do not be far from me, for trouble is near, and there is no one to help. Many bulls encircle me. Strong bulls of Bashan surround me. They open wide their mouths at me like a ravening and roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted within my breast. My mouth is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue sticks to my jaws. You lay me in the dust of death. For he did not despise or abhor the affliction of the afflicted. He did not hide his face from me, but heard when I cried to him. From you comes my praise in the great congregation. My vows I will pay before those who fear him. The poor shall eat and be satisfied. Those who seek him shall praise the Lord. May your hearts live forever. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall worship before him. For dominion belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations. To him indeed shall all who sleep in the earth bow down before him. They shall bow, all who go down to the dust, and I shall live for him. Posterity will serve him. Future generations will be told about the Lord and proclaim his deliverance to a people yet unborn, saying that he has done it. And the moving forward question for this Sunday, the fifth Sunday of Easter, April 28th, have you ever felt abandoned by God? How did that experience shape your journey of faith? And that is all the time we have for today's episode of Reflections Day by Day. Let's close with a special prayer from Father Richard Rohr, founder of the Center for Action and Contemplation in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Creator God, O great love, thank you for living in us and through us. May all that we do flow directly from our deep connection with you and other beings. Help us become a community that shares each other's burdens and the weight of glory. Listen to our heart's longings for the healing of our world. Knowing that you are hearing us better than we are speaking, we offer this prayer in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, and in all the holy names of God. I'm George Douglas. Thank you for joining me today for Reflections Day by Day. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Reflections Day by Day is a presentation of the North Carolina Reading Service and is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. Join me again for a new program of readings next week from forwardmovement.org. Goodbye until next time.